talking about tectonic plate theory, which science now acknowledges, and we actually have a history that proves, geological history, that these plates do slide under one another, in which case the Atlantean continent of note would have slid under the Andes, and also would have slid under Tibet from either side of Africa, because Atlantis was the whole world. And so that's why we can't find much proof of it, because it would be basically underneath those locations, protected. But, you know, there's always been historical accounts that there was another island that never was going under these plates, never sank, was never destroyed, and that was actually down in Antarctica. And they've always said it was under the poles. They tried to make a big movement that it was under the North Pole, but in ancient history, we often have blinds, so we try to mislead people. And we also have to allow that there was something called geophysical earth flips, which also the ancients said would have occurred. Even the Mayans had said that would have occurred. And so I'm revisiting that concept that Antarctica itself is the last remaining continent of Atlantis. Now, the reason that's particularly important, because you're asking where it was and what happened to it, the ancients have always said that it would be preserved, the last continent would be preserved, in fact, that it was never destroyed. And this isn't just true for Atlantis, it's just true for the Lemuria and the Hyperboreans as well. There has to be a carryover from that last race of life, in other words, from Atlanteans to us, and there had to be a carryover from Lemurian to Atlanteans. They have to have some place to be, and that would be, I believe, under Antarctic. That continent below the world. But I also think that that could have been the North Pole at one time, and I think that's happened many times, because science has actually recently proved through looking at geological ash from volcanoes under the water, we can see where suddenly the magnetic polarity of them suddenly switches, which would only occur if the Earth actually flipped. Now, that Earth flipping, of course, could cause these tectonic plates to break up, especially down the Pacific. That's where we expect it to occur. But also, other volcanic activity could cause it to split. The ancients spoke of a star out in space actually hitting in the middle of the Pacific, and that could have started that whole ring of fire thing. But again, it would have caused the plates to start cracking. Now, that science agrees that these plates do break up and the continents do move fits right in with all the stories, if you put them together, of Atlantis. And so that's why they can't find much of it. It's probably under Antarctica, or it's underneath the Andes or Tibet.
Are they trying to find it, Christian?
Sure, we're always trying to find it. But, you know, those that are mainly trying to find it are academics and scientists. And so it's hard for them to see beyond their nose, because they're looking at everything as present tense. Now, the story of Atlantis isn't just a continent that we could quickly have identified 11,000 years ago, like Plato might have said. It could have gone back as far as a million years, which the ancients said, because it was a very, very long-term continent. The older classes of life would have lived longer than ours will. But, you know, there's so much proof that we're not seeing. For example, we first started talking about that discovery in South Africa. You know, we found this Tomb of the Birds by the Sphinx also. And in that Tomb of the Birds, we're showing Cygnus the Swan as a constellation, which we can line up with the pyramids in Egypt. And they actually match better than Orion. And so they show our connection to that constellation. But what's interesting is that Cygnus the Swan rotates around the North Pole, or the star that would have been at the north, and it shows what we call a symbol of an Ouroboros, something circling around the center. Now, if you looked at Antarctica from a view of Antarctica, it would actually be a continent in the middle of the world, and the oceans would have circled around it, just like the ancient philosophy said. But that Ouroboros, that is a symbol of the swirling galaxy, our own swirling Milky Way, and that's our connection with 2012 also. It's also the plumed serpent, the Quetzalcoatl, the dragon of the Asiatics. So Antarctica could very well be the Atlantis that we're actually looking for. Now, in that Ouroboros, if we look at our own center of the galaxy, we find that the spiral of our galaxy, which is what everybody could see back then, why we revered that symbol, actually we are a bar galaxy, and there's a line of stars in the center of our galaxy that line up and will be crossed by our ecliptic during the 2012 event. And all the cultures were also revering the cross, not just the Ouroboros. In fact, sometimes they put it together. Now, if you overlay that on Antarctica, it also looks like X marks the spot. It's the X in a circle, but it also matches the center of the galaxy, something that the ancients were always doing. They were trying to replicate what they saw out in space or the constellations of the galaxy with the Earth itself. So we have incredible signs of what was really occurring. Pangaea, which is what the scientists would call Atlantis, is their way of presenting it. So science is aware of something like Atlantis. That's why they call it Pangaea, and they know the continents broke up and came back together.
And it looks like a puzzle, doesn't it?
It does look like a puzzle. But you know what's so interesting, George, is there's actually proof of this for the scientists. If you go to the oracles around Delphi, there's actually a cave drawing in Dodona that we call a graffiti that actually shows Pangaea, and it's ancient. It's literally carved into rock, and it's showing all the continents come together. It looks like a giant sea. And in the middle of this, they actually put a star pattern that etched where Athens would be. And it ties to the appear to the world, too. They think Athens was the center of the world from their cultural point of view. And although that's existed for a while and we know of it, it wasn't until we found something called the Pythian Manuscript, which actually describes all these continents coming together, colliding, and breaking up routinely. Now, here's where the story gets interesting, and it answers part of your question, too, about finding it, because the ancients always said that in an alternating way, these continents would cause a destruction of the world first by fire, and the next time it would occur, it would be by water, then by fire again, then by water. Although, every time it's destroyed by water, it'll be followed by a destruction of water. Every time it's destroyed by water, it'll be followed by a destruction by fire. So this leads to all of these prophecies and why science is interested in what we're talking about, because it does suggest that if something does occur through the alignment and the events that are going to occur in 2012, it does suggest that fire will be the first means by which some major change occurs. Now, that'll also be followed by water, and I'm going to put these two together for you in just a second, but I want to just issue sort of a warning of caution. Mankind is meant to succeed. So even though we speak of these things that seem destructive or could be catastrophic, we're not really saying that anything will actually occur to wipe out mankind, even though in the past some of these major events would be cataclysmic. So mankind is supposed to survive these. Now, what's occurring right now, which is interesting because I'm going to bring the story back to Antarctica, is recently a volcano went off in Antarctica, and we found that a layer of molten ash was melting underneath that 2.5 mile thick glacial ice of Antarctica, and is actually melting it, and the glacier is slowly sliding. Now, that's kind of a major event. First, it started by fire, volcano, and it's going to be followed by water. If that slides off, that's like 90% of the Earth's water, 60% of the fresh water of the Earth floating into the ocean, in which case, as the prophecies indicated, Atlantis would again be revealed. Now, science is also aware of something called the Prior Reef Map, which happened to outline Atlantis ages ago, and current radio astrology, current satellites have imaged it and say that that was actually accurate, the ancient maps, and other maps of service that indicate that we used to know about Atlantis, and it was a world that was occupied by people, plants, animals, and it was a beautiful place. So this Pangaea, this Atlantis, because of the Pangaea effect, Antarctica would actually tilt up and be part of this swath of equator or sun-based equator area between the Tropic of Cancer and the Tropic of Capricorn. So being visible to the sun, it would melt. And so that would allow the carryover race that we spoke of that would be sort of hiding out in Antarctica to suddenly surface.